Halo semuanya, thank you sudah tune in di podcast Mr. Lius hari ini. Today we're gonna be talking about something completely different than what I previously created. Sebelumnya podcast Mr. Lius ini gue mau bikin untuk ngomongin soal misteri dan soal pembunuh. Hal-hal yang terjadi di Amerika. Tapi karena kesibukan gue yang benar-benar padat banget, jadi gue juga gak sempat untuk research hal-hal ini. Dan I think it's time for me to turn around the wheel and try to create something more valuable for everybody. Khususnya buat teman-teman yang memang travel aboard. And you guys live in a different country. Dan kita sama-sama Indonesian. I think it's best for me to create something that, like a community that where we can actually talk and share our experiences with everybody in the world. With that being said, let's get started. Okay, so mungkin gue akan ceritain sedikit background kenapa akhirnya gue mutusin untuk let go, the topic that I used to, really passionate about and really, interested, to talk about. Jadi initially memang gue mikirnya, kasus-kasus misteri yang dari Amerika dan kasus-kasus yang belum terungkap dan mungkin juga misteri-misteri lainnya yang kita bisa ngomongin di podcast ini. Tapi it takes a lot more time than I think. dengan kesibukan gue yang sehari-hari, udah kerja, terus juga gue juga mesti ngurusin anak-anak dan juga business on the side. With everything else, it just seems to be really impossible for me to keep the podcast, going if I want to stick with that topic. So, gua decided to just stick to the daily life and stick to something that I can talk about, which is my experiences, right? Jadi buat kalian-kalian juga di luar sana yang kalian, menurut kalian ada experience yang memang interesting enough to be shared to everybody out there, please feel free to reach out to me. Gue punya Instagram Erwin Lius, or you juga bisa reach out to me directly to Mr. Lius. So tonight is actually midnight. It's like around 1:39 a.m. and I actually sit here together with a puppy here. her name is actually Lexi, and dia cuma temenin gue di sini duduk, dan so we can talk. So I think to start this episode, gue akan jelasin sedikit backgroundnya dan kenapa gue mau bikin episode baru untuk podcast gua. So I think maybe a little bit story about my background, right? Like most of you guys know, gua Indonesian, right? Gua traveled to two different country, which is United States, and gua stay here mungkin udah more than 10 years. Yeah, cause gua datang sini di Amerika tahun 2008. Just to make, you know, the story short, long story short, I came here 2008, stay here for I don't know how long, and then I decided to stay here like in a longer period. Memang gak semua orang bisa akhirnya dapat citizenship in US. Most people are not lucky enough to actually have paperwork where they can stay here for a long term. But I'm actually one of the lucky person who can get the paperwork and can stay here and have a family here. So the main reason gua mau bikin podcast ini and start, you know, talking about my experiences and maybe, you know, sharing other people's experiences too. I think gua merasa selama ini orang-orang banyak yang travel ke negara lain ya. Khususnya ya Indonesian ya. Like all of Indonesians probably, you know, like traveling to like a different country, they probably go to like, you know, in US can be like, you know, some people probably go to like, you know, Canada and you know, some other people probably go to like Malaysia or Australia, right? But all of us basically came from the same country and we all know how difficult and how hard it can be when we traveling by ourselves. So I guess this podcast, I want to dedicate it to, like, you know, all Indonesian and all friends out there, sorry, that who most of the time might think that they're alone and they're not, you know, they don't have friends to talk to, and they kind of, you know, feeling like, you know, being left out alone and no one they can talk to and, you know, they can share their experience with. And maybe, you know, people out there, you know, if you guys listening today, like, you know, you probably traveling as students to another country. Mungkin kalian traveling for whatever reason and you guys just kind of stuck in that country and just decided to stay there for quite a while. And I think this is a chance for me to say, like, you know, you guys are not alone, right? Like, everyone been there and everyone experiencing the same thing. Gua, for instance, like, you know, waktu gua datang sini ke Amerika, like, I have no clue that you know, living in a different country is a complete different story. You know, it's just not easy. Waktu gua datang, gua berpikir, oh man, I think I can, like, you know, get a better job. I can, you know, I can go to like making like all of these dollars, buying a really really good house, and just, you know, like maybe after a couple of years go back to Indonesia and open up a new business or something. So, jadi, I have all these things planned in my mind, right? But when I came here, everything changed. It just kind of like, you know, hit me in my head and be like, oh man, this is not easy. Like, you know, gua cobain semua jenis kerjaan. Like, I can tell you that I might not be able to say like I try every type of job, but, you know, I tried working at the warehouse. I tried, you know, kerja di pabrik. I tried kerja di, you know, transportation area where I need to deliver packages. You know, gua used to work for FedEx. Gua juga, pokoknya, basically when I came here to United States, I tried, you know, I basically have to climb from the very bottom to, like, you know, where I'm at right now. It's not easy. For some people, they probably are not as lucky as I am, or probably some people are actually doing a lot better than me, right? But the bottom line is that everyone is struggling, everyone is trying. And I just want to say, like, you know, for all of you out there, Indonesian, traveling to a different countries by yourself, try to find a better life, you know, kudos to you. And I think we should all be proud of ourselves for doing that. Because all we're doing is basically, you know, we want to have a better life. We want to support our family. We want to make them, you know, happy. And I'm basically supporting you, right? Like, whatever you guys, you know, feel like right now, if you guys feel alone, you know, you guys need to talk to somebody, hey, feel free to reach out, man. I think, you know, this is a great place to talk, and, you know, social media, with a lot of negative things out there, I think this is a great place where we can start to spread love and you know, positivity. So, gue cuma pengen basically call everybody, you know, like all Indonesian out there. Kalau kalian memang punya experience yang kalian mau share with me and with everybody, you know, the listeners on podcasts, please feel free to, like, reach out to me. We can talk about, like, you know, your success stories. We can talk about, like, you know, your failures, which probably can help a lot of people out there, right? You know, like, I've done, like I said before, I mean, I've done a lot of different things. I work at the restaurant. I came from a family where I don't have to work as hard. mungkin sebagian banyak orang Indonesia di back in Indonesia, they never really experienced this tough life, right? Because they're lucky enough, and their family probably have enough money to support them, so they don't really have to, like, work really hard out there try to get a better life. Waktu gua datang ke sini, I was thinking, oh man, gua bisa nih, we can, like, you know, $5,000 instantly, you know, like in a month or something. Guess what? It's not that easy, man. So I tried, like, basically restaurant, you know, like when I first started, they don't really want you to be a waitress right away, right? Like for all of you that been there before, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. It can be like cashier, you can be like, you know, waiters, or even busboy, right? All kind of different job, basically. Even the lowest type of job, like if you need to clean up the toilet or something, or, like, you know, mop the floors and stuff. Every type of job that you do, I think that I have respect for everyone out there who want to try something new, even though you guys have to go to the very low and just try to survive. Hey, that's what we do, man. We are all trying to survive. So, just to make it, like, really, you know, simple and short for this episode, I think I want to just say, for all of you Indonesian out there, please feel free to, like, reach out to me. We're gonna be scheduling, like, you know, an episode to talk through, you know, what you guys experiencing, apa yang kalian pernah alamin di luar negeri sana, dan mungkin ada hal yang baik yang kita bisa pelajarin, ada hal yang buruk yang kita bisa pelajari. Everything, right? We want to share it to everybody out there. So all of you guys out there, Indonesian, you know, like, I think we should be all helping each other. Because I heard, like, a lot of people, you know, Nepali people, or like, you know, even Indian people, they're all helping each other. I think that this is a really good start for us to just say, hey, you know, as Indonesian, we need to help each other, man. I know, you know, we're not all the same. Like, you know, we have a different characters, we have a different path of life, but here's the start. You know, like we can sit together, talk together, and share all the experiences, and maybe by doing that, we can probably save some life too. Like, you know, people out there, they can be stressed out, they can be, you know, feeling lonely, and they just end up killing their, you know, their life. So with that being said, and to end this episode, I would like to say thank you for everybody for listening, and please don't forget, and don't feel hesitant to reach out to me. So Instagram Erwin Lius and Instagram Mr. Lius, feel free to message me, and let's talk and take care.